Chapter 2. Miss Eleanor Shirley Jacobs, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Harris D. Jacobs, was married to Gilbert J. Krause today at the home of a brother of the bride. Evening Public Ledger. Philadelphia, before 1939. Although Eleanor had plenty of persuasive reasons to avoid involving herself in the rescue project, her husband never hesitated for a moment. If he harbored any doubts about his ability to succeed where others had not, he never expressed them to anyone, including his wife. Above all, Gil Krause was a strong-willed man with a resolute sense of what was right, and he would pursue that no matter what anyone else thought of him. Gil's almost bull-headed conviction for doing the right thing did not come out of nowhere. His father, Solomon Krause, had devoted years of his life to a wide variety of social, charitable, and philanthropic organizations and causes. Gil belonged to a German-Jewish family that, by the 1930s, had long been an integral part of Philadelphia's Jewish society. He certainly shared his father's passion for championing the rights of those far less fortunate than himself. A long-shot effort to save the lives of imperiled children threatened by Hitler's campaign against Jews no doubt struck in Gil the same empathetic chord that Solomon had responded to in earlier years. All four of Gil's grandparents made their way to the United States as part of the great migration of German Jews that took place during the 1840s and 1850s. His paternal grandparents, Leopold and Charlotte Krause, immigrated to America in 1859, a few years after they were married. Their two oldest children, Fanny and Hermann, were born in Austria, while two younger sons, Solomon and Milton, were born in Philadelphia. Leopold earned a middle-class living as a merchant. The 1880 U.S. Census listed his occupation as a purveyor of gents, furnishings, and goods. Solomon, however, had bigger ambitions, and after a brief stint in the dry goods business, he began a successful career as a Philadelphia real estate broker.